Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in The Shadow of Fear, the title of Nick Bunker's new book. This is The World in 1950 from the Point of View of the White House, Harry Truman. Now, the B-36, the super bomb we know as the H-bomb, the threat of the Soviets, the steel strike, all of the disorder that circled the nation, the anxiety, turning into the paranoia that we know of the hunt for communists in government. Watching pieces of the new movie Oppenheimer, I was reminded that the context of the 1950s was that our former allies, the Soviet Union, had become our enemy, had stolen the atomic bomb, and they were going to destroy us. That was the shadow of fear that I grew up in grade school and high school. These days, we move to a different fear, which is internal. The disorder right now in Washington and for the election, with the news that President Biden is withdrawing from the campaign and endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris. I speak with my good friend, Michael Vlahos, as Germanicus, and I speak as Gaius. And we speak of the year of four emperors, when Rome went through a disorder of who's to be the new emperor. With the death of Nero, it opened the door for generals, Galba, Otho, Vitellius, and eventually Vespasian, and civil war, and destruction, and fear. Are we going to go through that? There's late news that Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's retiring from the Senate, is thinking about registering as a Democrat and challenging Kamala Harris. Disorder in the Democrats. The Republicans look united in comparison. Also tonight, I talked to Paul Halpern, whose book about the cosmos establishes the expanding universe theory as opposed to the static universe theory. That was a debate around 1950. However, there's new information all the time from the James Webb Space Telescope that suggests the standard model for the creation and expansion of the universe has challenges. The latest challenge is there are too many dwarf galaxies. There were too few, and now there are too many for the standard model. Need new language, perhaps. Also tonight, I speak with Michael Yan in Okinawa about the threat of the People's Liberation Army Navy must destroy Okinawa's defenses to get through the passages into the Pacific. We also speak of the Darien Gap. The news from Panama City is the new president, Molino of Panama, is going to close the gap, but that's unlikely. Going to deport people who come through and stay in Panama. That's also not to take place for many months, according to Reuters. Conversation also tonight with Jeff Bliss about an earthquake in California, north of Los Angeles, small, 3.5, and a search for the motive for the shooter, Crooks, who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump several days ago. The motive is not clear. It's not available. The Wall Street Journal has a lengthy discussion of Crooks as a 20-year-old, ambitious young engineer, nothing alarming, nothing political, blank, and a puzzle. The timeline about what the Secret Service knew and when they acted on it becomes the large question for the road ahead. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.